This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Caller ID spoofing is one of the many tools used by scam artists to make contact with victims over the phone. The phone number and possibly the name of a local person or business shows up on caller ID, but when you answer, you get a recorded message or a robocall. PUC Chairwoman Christy Feagin says online apps allow anyone to disguise their identity from caller IDs.
They can now use numbers that you are locally familiar with. You might get a call from Aberdeen or Brookings or Pier or Rapid City and feel like, oh man, this is a local caller. I'm going to pick up this phone.
Feagin says spoofing is legal in the U.S. unless it's done for an illegal purpose. The Federal Communications Commission is considering proposed rules to battle ID spoofing. The comment period ended on July 31st. The rules would authorize service carriers to take greater measures to block these calls. Go to listen.sdpb.org for more information and a link to the FCC proposed rules. Governor Dennis Dugard says difficulty finding qualified employees is a major constraint on the U.S.'s business growth. The governor chose workforce development as the central policy focus of his year-long Western Governors Association chairmanship. He launched the push today at a workshop in Sioux Falls that featured U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta. Acosta says the country has nearly 6 million job openings that are going unfilled. He asked Western states to participate in two initiatives President Trump's administration is pursuing on apprenticeships and what Acosta called excessive professional licenses. Dugard was elected chairman of the Western Governors Association in June. A Sioux Falls-based development company is planning a project to turn an area of downtown Sioux Falls into an apartment, office, and retail complex. Lloyd Companies won a $43.5 million contract for the Uptown Sioux Falls project. You're with SDPB.